Thanks for joining us today on Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. One of my favorite parts of the day has always been conversations with my friend and spiritual teacher, Deb. In 10 years, we've never run out of things to talk about when it comes to matters of spirituality, recovery, the heart, soul, and ego. I always have the questions, and she always has the answers. Our topic today is giving to get is not giving. So, what's that mean?
Good morning, Chas. It just means that most of the time we're giving to get something. We can be very selfish creatures. I know as codependents we think that we're so nice and giving and kind, and you know, we write this whole script about all these wonderful qualities, but if you go a little deeper and you look at the codependency, what it's really about, it's giving to get something back. There's a hook in it.
Yeah.
Unconditional love is freely given. There's no hook. But codependent love, no, there's a hook. There's always a hook. Yeah. And it's just getting honest with ourselves about that, because, you know, we like to paint this picture a certain way, and it doesn't mean somebody sent me a text and it distracted me. Doesn't mean that we're not kind people. Doesn't mean that. Doesn't mean that we don't have good hearts. Doesn't mean that we don't enjoy doing things for people. But there is a hook in there, that there is some part of us that doesn't feel complete and wants that other person to complete us. That's really what it is. So we, you know, we do things for people, but there's a hook. Would you agree?
Yeah, no, I definitely would agree.
I mean, if you think about it in your life, who have you given to that you didn't expect anything in return?
I think there's always, for me, I think it's always been me trying to prove I'm a good person.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's behind a lot of my giving.
Well, that's a hook, isn't it?
Yeah.
Trying to prove something to yourself or to that person.
That there's also been times when I have, well, I want to say with, like, you know, when I make people things, but even then, maybe I was still trying to prove that. I'd like to say that there's been times that I've just given out of the goodness of my heart. Like, my gosh, like, I'd like to say that. I don't know if I can.
Well, I know, but don't be so attached to it one way or the other. I hear ego in there going, oh.
Yeah.
But forget about that.
It'll want to grab onto that bad guy story now.
No, not going there.
I think that's been I can think back to that job trying to be a caregiver. Like, that did not come naturally or freely for me.
No.
But like you say, it doesn't mean that I'm not a good, kind person. Like, I do believe that I am, but I was really trying to prove it in that job. Like, I really was.
Right.
I think that's been my thing, trying to prove I'm a good person. Do you think that's what we're all trying to prove?
Oh, I think so, yeah.
You do?
Yeah, because if we know we're a good person, we have nothing to prove.
Yeah.
And then we make decisions based on what's best for us, not getting the other person to like us or whatever our motive is. Right?
Yeah.
It's really just about accepting ourselves and knowing that there is a goodness in all of us. And And we don't have anything to prove. There's nothing to prove.
Yeah.
How do we try to prove something the farther away we move away from it?
Say that again.
So the more we try to prove something, the more we move away from our true self, I guess I would say.
Okay.
So we just don't want to be in a position where we have to prove ourselves. We just want to know that we are a good person, but it doesn't mean we don't have boundaries. It doesn't mean that we don't use discretion when we are choosing who we want in our life. It doesn't mean that. It just means that we trust ourselves to make good choices and that we won't put up with stuff. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm moving in the direction of love, but have I experienced like pure unconditional love? I don't know.
Yeah.
Moments, maybe. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. And build on those moments, right? Build on those moments.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're right, though. The harder we're giving, the harder we're pushing, the harder, like, when that energy is behind it, like, we're definitely looking for something.
Yeah, exactly.
Definitely.
We have something. Yeah.
Yeah. Where do you think you stand on it today?
I think definitely I'm getting stronger. I feel like I've tested a lot lately. This morning on my way out to physical therapy, I look over at the light and there's a woman that I sponsored for many years. Haven't talked to her. Well, she has reached out to me a couple times this past year just to say hi, but I haven't actually seen her in a while. And things did not end well with us. The truth is that she sabotaged our relationship like she sabotages every single relationship she ever gets into. And if you think that somebody does something to somebody else and you play that game that you think they're not going to do it to you, well, they will. And she did. And I expected that would happen one day. So there was no surprise there when she went to clobber me. But I didn't take anything personal. I wished her well, sent her on her merry way. Knew that I was completely done with her, and no matter what she did, I would not ever sponsor her again. People don't get to do that to me today. So, and get second chances. I used to give second and third chances. I don't do that anymore because they'll do it again. It will happen. So, So I just blessed her and bye bye. Actually felt relief because I knew sooner or later she would act up. And sometimes the kinder you are and the more you give, the more they act up with you because they sabotage it. They sabotage the very thing that they want because they don't know what to do with it when they get it. You know, people sabotage love because they don't know what to do with it when they get it. So they talk themselves into thinking that there's something bad or wrong, or they start focusing, being hyper-vigilant about finding something wrong with that person so they can go, gotcha, see, I knew it. No. She didn't come up with anything. She didn't come up with one single thing that I did. So she just made a fool of herself. Anyway, I saw her at the light and I debated whether to just kind of hide my head and not or just roll down my window and say hi. Down my window to say hi, which felt like the right thing to do. I don't need to avoid her. I have nothing to avoid her for. I wish her well. So I said hi, and and that was it. And I just now hope she doesn't call me. Because there is no coming back from this. No. My days of giving chances, they will always do it again. It's like the boyfriend that says he's not going to cheat on you, or the husband says he's not going to cheat on you, or he's not going to put his hands on you again. Well, that's a big lie. And as much as they may even believe it at that time, I don't. Because once you've done it, you'll do it again. I've learned that about people. So I'm a lot smarter, wiser. Not smarter, wiser than I used to be. So where am I today? I feel like pretty much most all of the time, I don't give to get. I give freely. And I can't say that's always been true because it's not, you know, I didn't know that at one time that I was giving to get. I didn't know that. So I don't know that necessarily.
Yeah.
You know, I had expectations. But today I don't feel that way. I don't feel that way. I don't think about, no. I think that, you know, I have boundaries today, and I have certain behaviors I won't put up with today. But I'm not trying to get anything. Yeah, I'm not trying to get anything. I'm not trying to even, you know, one time I even tried promoting myself. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, no, I don't need to promote myself. My days of promoting myself are gone. I could care less. You know, I could care less about promoting myself. Thank God for you, Jess, because you promote us. But yeah. Me, I have no interest in proving anything to anybody. They figure it out or they don't, right?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I mean, I'm saying, yeah, I don't know. I'm not to that place. But, yeah, I'm sure it's the truth. Yeah, that has to be freedom to give with no expectation, because then your head's not in there doing all the stuff that it does.
Yes.
And
yep.
Yeah. So when you just give freely, it's just pure.
Sometimes I've pushed, now that this is what I am guilty of, I push myself to do some things that sometimes, yeah. You know, I just haven't felt physically well for a long time. So it's hard to get interested in doing a lot of activities. It is. So, you know, I've had to push myself that way sometimes, but not a lot, just sometimes. I have. But yeah, I'm working on that one too.
Yeah. Yeah. Or giving out of guilt.
Giving out of guilt. I've done that. So
definitely.
Yeah.
But that's still giving to get.
Right? Still giving to get. Yes, it sure is.
That person's approval.
Yep, that's what we want. We want
validation.
Approval.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Tiptoeing around that fear of abandonment.
Yes. You're right.
Big sigh.
I know. I heard that big sigh.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, lessons. That's all I can say. Lessons.
Yes.
Lessons be coming.
Yes.
Yeah. So I guess all we can do is just try and be mindful of our intentions.
Yes. Yeah. That's it. Just watch ourselves. Right.
And see if we're waiting on something to come back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Check your motives.
Yeah.
Check your motives. Is there a motive? Like, yeah, when I teach, I don't have any motive. I hope that somebody gets something from it, but I don't have a motive. I don't have any control over what people get or they don't get. Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or when you don't get that reaction you thought you were going to get.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like there are a lot of ways to tell you if, it was a pure intention or not.
Yeah, exactly.
Speaking from personal experience on this one.
Yeah.
So, well, what would you say your intention for the day is?
Ay, ay, ay. Okay.
I'm having the same conversation in my mind.
I think I'll just take trust again. My car is acting up now, so I trust that the dealership will figure it out for me. I'm just going to go with trust again today for many different reasons. How about you?
I think I'm going to go with breathe today.
Okay.
I'm going to just breathe through these lessons. I'm going to just breathe and trust.
Yes, and trust.
Breathe through it and trust that everything is as it should be.
And surrender.
Yeah.
Surrender it all. Yeah. A whole hot mess.
I guess we have a few words.
Yeah.
A few intentions for the day.
Well, it's all one exercise, but
yeah.
Right.
And I think it always comes back to surrender.
It does. Everything.
That stinking word.
Letting go, right? Letting go. Just a different way of saying it.
Hopefully one day I won't have a reaction to that word. It'll just be a word, and I'll like it.
Okay. Well, I do like it.
I know you do. Even though I can't do it perfectly. You've done a lot of letting go, though. So yeah. I mean,
well, so have you. So have you, Chaz. So have you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, well, any last thoughts?
No, that's it today for me.
All right. Well, thanks for being here this morning, and thanks for sharing all your wisdom with us.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. For anyone who's interested in exploring more wisdom, check out Deb's blog at debbiecruz.blogspot.com and also one of her several recovery Facebook groups, Codependent No More, Support Group for Women, where you will find access to her other groups and also Zoom recovery meetings, where women get to connect directly and ask questions. Until next time!